Hi, this is Ernie Fazio, and this is Earnestly Speaking. This is Long Island News Radio 103.9. I'm talking to Adrienne Esposito, and she is running for the Senate seat vacated by Mr. Zeldin in the 3rd District of New York. And we were talking about this travesty that had happened in Roberto Clemente Park. And we don't know if there's any more places this happened, but we're going to talk about that particular incident. Now, do you know of anything else, by the way, another can of worms that may be opened up?
Well, there's a number of places that it's happened in ISIP where they found the toxic dumping. Obviously, there's the Veterans Homes community, and there's three parks, but Roberto Clemente being the largest. And then when the town erroneously asked for the sump at the park to be cleaned up, the debris then got dumped in Sumpwamp's Creek, which is on the border of Islip and Babylon towns.
Which only made things very much worse.
Oh, my God. It's terrible because to get all that stuff now out of the wetlands, the gasoline, the pesticides that have banned, the heavy metals, the asbestos have already leached into wetlands and into the waterways. So the issue with the park, though, is that we need the right cleanup. And we need a cleanup, not a cover-up. Those are two big differences.
But isn't this the solution to pollution dilution?
No, that's not true. But the solution to this pollution is to get people in there who will really look at a comprehensive cleanup that can be expedited, who don't have self-interest involved, who do not have the impetus or the desire to cover this up. We need some independent overseers of this cleanup. They have not put in one groundwater test well yet to see if the groundwater south of that park is contaminated with the pesticides or the heavy metals or the volatile organic chemicals or the petroleum products. They haven't looked. And if they think they're going to get away with this, they're crazy. That's not going to happen because we need to test the groundwater. We need to test the other areas of soil in the park. And then we need an expedited comprehensive cleanup plan that will remove those toxics in a way where the park can be reused.
Yeah. You know, when I was going to grammar school in Queens, I remember Arthur Godfrey. You may not remember Arthur Godfrey, but I do. And he was a pilot, too. And he would fly into New York, and he says, there's a big brown bowl over New York City. And I said, what? And I look out the window from my third-story window of my PS-146, and I said, could see it. I could see this brown haze. Now, that brown haze grew. It grew bigger and bigger over the years until we got smart enough to stop the incineration of garbage in each building in New York City. And so we've become a lot more sensitive to the idea that we can affect the environment in a positive way. And Long Island was so pristine, well, you can just mess that up because it'll just go somewhere, you know?
Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, but, you know, when you have 1.5 million people in this county of Suffolk, for example, or what do we have, 2.7 altogether?
In Suffolk County, it's actually 1.2 million in Suffolk.
But I think it's, with the two counties, it's like...
With the two counties, it's
2.7.
About 3. Yes, that's about right. Or 2.8. We've been dropping in populations because no one can afford to live here. Everyone's leaving.
So, yeah, by the time it gets down to you and me, we'll be paying
we'll be paying for half a county's worth of taxes. I mean, they keep talking about we need more houses, but more people are leaving by droves. It doesn't make sense.
I know. But in any case, we've come a long way, and yet we're still making these dumbass mistakes.
Well, don't look at me. I'm not going to argue with that. Yes, no, but you're absolutely right. We've come a long way. We have learned from some of our mistakes, but some of our mistakes we've refused to shift course on. So, for instance, in Suffolk County, I think we all know we do have a drinking water concern. The quality of our drinking water is declining. Nitrogen is up because of sewage. 70% of Suffolk County has septic tanks. Those leach right into our drinking water supply. Those leach into our rivers, our bays, our lakes. Lake Ronkonkoma, for goodness sakes, was closed for the first time last year for blue-green algae bloom. And that, Ernie, I want to say, is the same blue-green algae that Toledo now cannot drink their water for a couple of weeks. It does liver damage. It's highly toxic. We got problems. That algae bloom is related to the nitrogen released from too much sewage going into our lakes and streams.
If that gets any worse, well, we could all be Jesus and walk on water.
Okay, there you go.
You got to look at the positive side.
You're right. I had not considered that aspect, but I will now. I'm going to incorporate that into our campaign. But you're right, though. I mean, look, we got problems on Long Island, but the good news is, and I really do mean this, there are solutions. But in order to implement those solutions, we have to come together. We have to work together. And the last thing I just want to point out is that that's what I've done for 29 years. We cause diverse groups of people to come together. Doesn't matter if they're Republican or Democrat, if they're independent or registered a blank.
They all breathe.
They all breathe. They all drink the water. They all need a sustainable, healthy place to live. We need that. So we need to come together as a Long Island community, fight together, protect this island that we love, and get the job done. I really, the partisan and the bickering to me is unnecessary, and it also hurts us.
But nothing you said today is partisan.
That's exactly right. Because I'm so used to dealing with science and facts.
Yeah. And
common sense.
When you go out and talk to various groups, it could be a well-heeled neighborhood, or it could be, a poorer neighborhood. Does your reaction pretty much stay the same?
Yes. In fact, that's a really good point, too. It really does. We have more in common as communities than we have differences. And we forget that. And what we do is we focus on those differences and we forget about those commonalities. So when I talk to people, and I do, Ernie, I speak to business groups, I speak to lawyer groups, I speak to fireman groups. It doesn't matter to me. It's all about living here, fighting to protect the island we love, and getting something accomplished that benefits everybody. That's what matters. And I don't change my presentation based on the audience.
Yeah. You know, I've been an advocate for the magnetically levitated train.
Yes, you have.
And one of the reasons is because it does not pollute here at all. Now, it does use electricity, and that has to be produced somewhere. But it uses so little electricity that it's much better than anything we have right now. And I always put that environmental aspect into the talk because ultimately, we can't operate the way we are right now using as much electricity as we do.
That's right.
We must find ways to use less of it.
Well, you're right. Every large-scale energy infrastructure has some impact to our environment. That's the reality.
Well, you know, gas plants...
It's up to us, though, to choose the ones with the smallest impact, like wind, like solar, and like maglev transportation.
Yeah. And you know, even like the gas-fired plants, they say that they're 97% cleaner than what the old ones were. That's probably true at this location. Where they produce the gas in the first place is still...
Right. Well, particularly if they're producing it through hydrofracking, which is extremely polluting. We don't know what to do with the waste product. They inject the waste product into the ground in these other states. They cause earthquakes. It contaminates drinking water. And, everything matters.
You know,
our choices
that was
matter.
Very controversial, the idea that they cause earthquakes. But they found that it's true.
Oh, it's definitely true. Ohio, Louisiana, Texas, up to 4.0 on the Richter scale. We're not even talking about tremors, which would be bad enough. We're talking about earthquakes.
I heard the feet.
Yeah.
No, it's worth moving.
Ernie's breaking into song
no,
now.
Yeah, I can't do it today.
We're not doing a duet, if that's what you're going after here. When I was in third grade, I was told to mouth the words in music class.
This is Ernie Fazio, and this is Earnestly Speaking, and we're talking to Adrienne Esposito, and she's running for the Senate seat of the 3rd District of New York. And thank you for listening. This is 103.9 Long Island News Radio.